Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do. Rain
and And now, international drone pilot, Steve Davis.
Hey, Steven, welcome back.
Hello, boys. It is great to be back in the good old U.S. of A. My big 18 months in the making Scottish golf boondoggle is over.
Over.
Boondoggle?
What? A boondoggle?
It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it means something went horribly, horribly wrong if it's a boondoggle.
I guess you're right. I sometimes use boondoggle in a gently congratulatory way, in a gently pleasant way.
How about misused way?
I guess so. It's we're not a boondoggle. What would it be if it's a big old to do?
An extravaganza, birthday. A palooza.
Yes. Palooza. It was a palooza. It was a Scottish golf palooza.
There you go. Okay.
Ten courses over 9 days with 12 lads. All over Scotland, up one side of the coast, down the other side of the coast, and it was awesome. Oh, my God, it was great. It was everything I had hoped it would be, and then some. And the fact that I was able to do this...
Very few things live up to billing like this. I mean, and then some, you said.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody missed a tee time. Nobody got arrested. There was no fights. There was no arguments about, you made a six on number five. What are you talking about? There was no awkward, except for when I crashed Gitter's drone. That was maybe one of the more awkward and unpleasant moments of the trip. More on that in just a second.
How late did it stay light in Scotland?
Not forever, but certainly upwards to 9:30, I'm guessing.
Okay, this late in the year. Okay, interesting.
And, some days it was cloudy, so it wasn't as bright in the evening. But yeah, no, I mean it's hard to do. Think about it. You got 12 guys, and you're going to be with them for 10 days, in a bus, in hotels, on the course, playing golf, playing for some money. Not a lot. $20 a day per man is not a lot, but you're playing for some money. You got egos. You got guys that are drinking. What are the chances that it's some
money and alcohol? Boy, those are two key elements for
money,
a disastrous
alcohol,
trip.
Competition in there, too.
Okay, fine.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
And travel.
Okay, you're right.
Travel weariness.
You're doing everything you can to make this a disaster.
Right. And because of the quality of the men that enlisted to join me on this trip, we had a great time.
I didn't know that.
I can't thank all of them enough. I know I'm not going to list them by name. They're guys that nobody knows. It doesn't matter. But they're listening right now, and I say with full heart, thank you.
You had several of my favorites were on that trip. I looked at the pictures and stuff. I went, he went too. Oh, and he went too.
I would love it if you would go, Bob. But
it would have been a disaster for me because I would have been going, I can't go. Why? I'm hurt again.
I know your body is breaking down, and that's unfortunate. But it was a hell of a trip. It was great, full of lots of great moments and all of that. Of course, it almost began with a complete disaster on my part, which I still think about right now, and I think, why did I let that almost happen?
Did you oversleep?
No.
The day of the trip?
No, but we almost missed our flight to Scotland.
From where?
From Dulles, because here's how dumb I am. Ready? So I'm like, okay, got the trip to Scotland all planned. I need to get some airfare. That's the only part that's not included. Oh, I've got mileage points with United. So let's go ahead and here's a flight. Okay, that should be good. Boom. And tell my two buddies, Durf and Miller, get on that flight. We're good to go. Well, it was a flight out of Dulles that connected in Newark, New Jersey. Brian? Do you think anything comes out of Newark, New Jersey?
Well, what do you mean?
What do you think?
Anything
good? Does anything come out of there? Certainly.
Okay. Well, for the most part, nothing good happens in Newark, and nothing good happens when you try to
come on.
And I had
part of the New York Metroplex.
I purchased a ticket along with my buddies that had all of 1 hour and 5 minutes of time to connect.
Ooh, that's
what,
tight.
Am I insane?
Yeah, that's a little tight, Steve-O.
I thought, it's summer. There might be a thunderstorm or two, but no big deal. It'll probably connect. Well, a little bit of thunderstorms can just turn the entire Eastern Seaboard's air traffic control system inside out, which it had on Friday of a week ago. So we're at the gate. We are
Manischewitz.
We are
what?
Giddy as
Manischewitz comes out of Newark.
Oh, there you go.
Right. There you go.
Have a drink and relax.
Okay.
We are Rutgers is in Newark.
So we're at the gate, and I'm off to the side, not looking at the board, as we're getting ready to, you know, board. And my buddies Bob and Roger are there standing in front of the gate with clear view of the board. I'm charging up an iPad at the last minute and downloading stuff and blah, blah, blah. I then kind of get up and I look around the corner. I look at the screen and it says our 6:30 flight is, quote, now 6:50. I'm like, what? I look out the window. Where's the plane? I then look at Bob and Roger, and they're just I can't wait to play some golf, blah, 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 blah. Oblivious. And I storm up to them, and I go, and I point. I go, how long has it said that? And they go, what?
Well, that's a bad start.
That. Right, exactly.
I don't care.
Go, look at that.
I think the first thing I would have said was, I don't care for your tone.
I said, look at that. We're now late 20 minutes. We are going to get screwed. So we went into this unbelievable mad dash that sent me into the deepest amount of panic I have ever had in my life. The most panic ever.
You've got a pretty good life.
This is a... Well,
no kidding.
I've led a good life, right?
No kidding. Let's just stop and pause and, you know, be happy about that. Now back to the panic.
Okay. So we find out that, you know, go to the gate agent. He then does all the... He gives the that you go, oh, that's not a good one.
What did you say? Did you say,
yeah. And isn't it?
What did you say?
Isn't it great how airline gate agents always have to type in about 7,000 keystrokes?
It is amazing. Yeah. Really, dude, what are you typing?
Especially when all the airports are three letters.
Yeah. Right. How long is your freaking password?
MKE2ORD.
So we find out he's like, no connection, no, can't get you there. He said the best thing we could do is tomorrow. And I go, what time tomorrow? Like, hopefully first thing in the morning. And he's like, no, tomorrow at this time. I'm like, I'm gonna miss at least two rounds. We're all gonna miss at least two rounds of the trip.
Trip's ruined.
Unless we pull something right. Unless we pull something fast. So he said, first thing you got to do is get your bags off this flight. I said, okay, please do that. Then we went scrambling.
Boy, so you're going all in on we're not going to make this. You've already committed now to a different plan.
Right.
Okay, boy, that's risky.
It was the percentage play, which turned out in the end.
Okay.
So we go scrambling. We're on our phones searching for flights. We find, Iceland Air goes to Glasgow. And we'll get us there in time. Of course, United's not going to pick up the bill for that.
No, you got to get out your credit card now.
Hell yeah.
What did that cost?
My one way was $1,200, and their round trips were just under $2,000.
And you were going to fly on points. You were going to get there for nothing.
Well, that's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Now, bogey. Triple bogey at this point.
Okay.
But I just want to get there. I just want to get there.
Who was it off the tee yesterday at one with Jordan Spieth who put three in the woods off the first tee?
Right.
Exactly. I watched it. It was unbelievable. He just kept reloading. Matter of fact, the guys who were calling it, I think, I don't know who it was, said, he may want to send the caddy back to the clubhouse for another sleeve.
More balls.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I go to the front, you know, United Service Terminal. That guy does a trillion keystrokes. He also tells me, he goes, oh, yeah, I don't even know why they booked that flight to Newark. It's never on time. Said he's worked at Dulles for 24 years. He's like, that flight never leaves on time. Like, oh, great. great. I'm glad I know this now. I am so mad at myself.
Did you get the guy's number so anyway? Mad. So the next time that you fly United, you can go, hey, tell me about this flight.
Yeah, isn't there some way to get the inside dope on a flight?
You think there's going to be a next time? Just kidding. No, I'll fly United again. It was not their fault. It was my fault not leaving enough leeway.
All right.
So he's like, yeah, I can't help you. And I said, okay, where's the Iceland Air counter? Because I've got to go buy a ticket now. Meanwhile, Roger and Bob are down at baggage claim trying to wait for our bags, because that's another key component.
So
if we rebook
did you know there were seats on this Iceland flight before you went to the counter?
Okay. Had no idea. Okay. So I go to the Iceland counter. I'm like, okay, I need you to be a miracle worker. I said, I need 3 tickets to Iceland. Actually, 3 tickets to Glasgow. She says to me, I'm sorry, sir. We don't actually sell tickets here. You have to go online to do that.
But what? I've seen plenty of movies where people rush to the counter, tell them.
Wait a minute. What was the kind of counter you were at?
An airline ticket counter. Well,
but
no,
they don't sell tickets.
They take
the
tickets.
At the ticket counter.
They take tickets. Okay. They don't sell them, apparently.
Yeah, right. A check-in counter. How about
okay.
that?
All right. I was just going to say. If it's a ticket
they don't
counter.
Call it that. It's the ticket. Okay.
So I'm frantically calling and texting and calling and texting to Bob and Durf, who are down there by the baggage claim, about what are we going to do? Get on Iceland Air. What flight is it? Get this number. Book it. Get on your phone. Bah, 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 bah. And it's back and forth. And at one point, I call Bob and I'm like, all right, what's the deal? Is our bags there? He's like, yeah, I just booked my flight on Iceland Air. And I go, whoa, you alone? You went Maverick? He went in like Leroy Jenkins. Leroy Jenkins. I'm like, if we don't get on this flight, you're going on Iceland Air alone. Way to go. Way to talk this out with the three of us.
How much time did you have to power up the limb at this moment?
Oh, you mean my phone?
Well, no, the limb, Apollo 13, everything was going bad. To get it on the powered up.
Well, luckily the flight had a comfortable 2 hours.
Okay.
So we had time.
Oh, that would have made me crazy. I was just talking to an employee face to face about getting a ticket, and you did it at baggage claim on your phone. Oh, I would be so mad at Iceland Air right now, but I still need the flight, so I can't go too crazy.
Right, exactly. So we end up, the three of us, getting our guy Roger got the last seat on the plane. There was 7 seats available when we logged on. He got the last one.
So
we got
this
our
flight
bags,
was full.
Luckily, yes, we got our bags. Luckily, we got on Iceland Air. We saw Reykjavik, Brian, for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah,
between getting off the plane and walking into the terminal and getting on another plane, heading over there to Glasgow.
We had a big summit there about 40 years ago, Reagan and Gorbachev.
What's the thing Iceland's they do with they do the Viking
skull.
Skull, right.
Skull.
Yeah.
Skull. Skull, which the Vikings stole. Anyway, we got there, luckily, and we met up with the group. Didn't miss any golf, but I still am haunted by the near miss that it almost was. I'm still furious at myself that I bounced along for 18 months and didn't once look at other flight schedules. Didn't once think, maybe
the
we
backup,
should.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
well, maybe
should.
You'll lighten up on Mike McCarthy then for having a lousy backup plan.
Right.